But good morning, Masechet Gittin Daf Yutet, starting on the Amud. So we got up to soon over the Amud. So we saw Machloket in the Mishnah between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, look at the Mishnah quickly. Rabbi Shimon. So on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom, we had the Machloket that if the get was written in the day and signed at night, etc., in other words, the get wasn't written and signed on the same day. So we stand to come and say that it's pasul. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon said it was kosher wash. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he agrees to the cow and all other contracts. Chutz mi gita nashim. Gita nashim, woman's get of a woman. There he says that it is allowed. And we understand that the whole reason why it's allowed is basically we're talking about over here an aguna. And therefore, this patriot may kill on the aguna. So we saw the story that Gemara basically brought a case of that somebody told the 10 people to write a get, and two of them signed it on the first day, and the other balance them signed it over a couple of days later. Took a time, Atla came to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, they came to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and said to Amarle, what did he say to them? He said, Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon lismoch ala b'sharat chak. Here we go, what was the shat at chak over here, the difficult time? And that is Rashi says that if the husband already left town, and therefore he wouldn't be able to give another contract to his wife, or she already got married on the basis of that shtar, wouldn't make her divorced as a result of that. And I mentioned yesterday that the idea of shat at chak, that so from here, people have taken this idea and said that kedahu Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, people go to Rashbi's kever at Meron, and they go and daven in times of difficulty, based on the play on the words in this Gemara. Kedahu Rabbi Shimon is smochala b'shat at chak. When a person's b'shat chak, when a person's in a situation of difficulty, he should learn Rabbi Shimon and go daven at his kever. Okay, so now, once we saw that, but the Gemara's got a kashi on that over there, right? What do you mean? We already saw this the other day in the Gemara. That Rabbi Shimon, even if we say Rabbi Shimon says that you can that you don't have to start and write on the same day, but we saw Rabbi Shimon said that it has to be connected immediately. You can't spend the next 10 days writing the signing the get. So what do you mean over here the next 10 days? So it says the Gemara, Aval mikamal shaya mimlo. So he said, where's his name? Bahahi, Rabbi Yochanan's friend. Now we're speaking over here, when we said Bahahi, right? So who was the person who passed in aloha here? Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right? On Dafyut Chetam Ubed. We saw yesterday. Vadashim, after the coming of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, this case was brought to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one who says, you can pass Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shua Mashalat Chak. So when the Gemara said, but even Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon didn't say that. So he says, now in this particular case, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he passed like Rabbi Yochanan. Remember Rabbi Yochanan? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi pointed out. So what was Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, anyhow, that the first two Oshta are only needed for Eidut. And from there onwards, the rest of them are all coming along as a Tanai. It's not such a big deal. So it was Baham Rabbi Yochanan, Shnai Mishum Eidim Vechura Mishum Tnai. So then, so the Gemara says, but then Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that we need all them Eidim. They're speaking about a case where we only need Tnai, and yet you're telling me Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the only reason that he would agree in the first place to spreading it out was because the first two were Eidim and not the whole of them. He says, Bahi Kresh Lakish Svirlei. Here he holds Lakresh Lakish. Now, if you look over here at the Tosfot Rid helps us understand what's going on over here. Because what read at the beginning says Parish Lachash and he said Vamar Lakish Loch Shivishim Ella Altar, Vamikana Shayamim Lo, Bahuk Rabbi Yochanan Tzvirle, Tamar Afilu Mikamana Shayamim, the Gunnets Ah, Vahamar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnai Mishum Eidim Vakura Mishum Tanai, Sabuk Rish Lakish Tzvirle, Vafilu Achi Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan Klamim Chol Duchta, Betu De Bai Le'el, Atik Rabbi Yochanan. Says, you're right, on that particular case there, he holds up Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish was the one who said all 10 are all needed for the star. So he puts a bit of a combination, like a hybrid yet together. On the one hand, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan that we can write it over the next 10 days. On the other hand, we hold like Rabbi Lakish, we need them all for 80. But still, it turns out that the Alochim, Rabbi Yochanan will be like Rabbi Yochanan. So even though we need all 10 to sign as 80, it seemed like we still allow the whole thing to take place over 10 days based on Rabbi Yochanan. That's one way of understanding. The other way of understanding it is, that even though he might agree that he might hold the Kishlakish, they all have to sign as Eidim, nonetheless, the halacha really is like Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the two are starting as Adim, the rest are starting as a Tanai, and therefore we don't mind that it takes over 10 days, as long as the two Adim signed on the first day. Okay, a little bit difficult to understand that, but that's the harbor that we end up with over here. Okay, got a new Mishnah now. We've seen this sort of stuff already written before. It says, B'chol kotvim b'dyo. Right? This is over here that anything, b'chol kotvim, sorry, b'chol kotvim, that we can write a get with anything, or any star even, with any writing materials, b'dyo, b'sam, b'sikra, u'b'kumus, right? So we've got basically all these different types of things which you can write with. We'll see them in a moment, all the different types of inks, etc. We'll see what they are. Ubekan kantom, ubechol davar shu shel kayama. As long as it's something which sustains, doesn't dissolve very quickly. And then we say, ain't kotvi, no mashkil, no meper. You can't wrap with liquids or with fruit juice. Velo bechol davar shenamit kaya. And you can't wrap with something which won't. So fruit juice, for example, or water or spit, we'll see in a second. These things aren't going to sustain themselves over a long period of time. Then the Mishnah changes gear and says, Alakol kotvim. Now we've spoken about what you can use to write with. Now it says what you can write on. So there's some interesting opportunities here. Listen to this. Alakol kotvim. Al ha'ale shel zayit. You can write on an olive leaf. Look at Rashi. Ale shel zayit. Klusha. As long as it's been detached. Right? It can't be detached. Balakeren shel para. And you write on the horn of a cow, the noten leta para, and you give her the cow. So she gets the cow, and on the cow is written, so she thinks she's getting all excited, giving her a cow, right until she reads the fine print, and there on the it doesn't say dear love, it says arat megureshitli, right? Or another possibility is al yad shel eved. You can write the star on the Yashl Evid. Now, when it says Davar Shekayama, much of you have to tattoo it onto the Evid, much how that works, but with something that will stand. So, Venotena to Evid, and you give her the Evid. Right, that's another way to look at Rashi, Venotena to Evid, we'll see in the Gemara all of these things. Rabbi Yosef Aglil Omer, Ein Kovin Davar Sheesh Bo Ruach Chayim, Bo Lola Ochlim. Rabbi Yosef Aglil says, no. Things just like you've got to write on things which are detached, so too you can't write on things that have got life. So here we've got both the para and the eved. I'm sure they would say you can't use those things. You have to write inanimate objects, not on not animate objects. So now the Gemara discusses there in the brighter day. What's dyo? Dyo is duta. Okay, so it's, I suppose Aramaic for dyo. Sam is sama. Rashi says over here, orfinment. And there's a law as Rashi says, orfinment is perush zarnich. Right? Min asher bo tzovim. Vu sama mavet. So it's poisonous, but it's like some sort of liquid, some sort of chemical material, whatever it's used with. Sikra, some, dyo is juta, some is some. Sikra, so what's sikra? Because the Mishnah said sikra. So we know sikra from the chuta sikra of the Mizbeach, remember? That the Mizbeach's got a chuta sikra, this red line around the Mizbeach. It splits the Mizbeach into two. We know, for example, the Korban Chatat, the blood's above the sikra, the Korban Ola is above the sikra, in the birds, it's the other way around, remember? That's the chuta sikra. So we know Sikra means red. So Rashi says over here, Sikra, Amar Rabbi Brachana, right? He says, what is it in Aramaic? Sakarta. Shema. It's called Sakarta. Look at Rashi. Sakarta. So it's called Tseva Adom Shekorin Minau. So before it says, Perus Tseva Adom Asui Mi Oferet Saruf. Some sort of burnt Oferet. What's Oferet? Eferet, I think it's sulfur type. Oh, isn't sulfur? I've seen it translated for sulfur, some sort of sulfuric something. We saw that once. Anybody, what's the English say there?
I think it's lead.
No, but I think it's more but chemical than that. Anybody, any translation there? Not sulfuric.
For which word?
For Oferet. Rashi says, that the Oferet is the minor. And he says, Tseva Adom Asumi Oferet Saruf. Okay, how does that translate? There's Sakarta. What's the translation for Sakarta in the English Gemara?
Sakarta,
okay, very much. Okay, my apologies. Is dead. Okay. Kumus is Kuma. Rashi says, if you ask Shrafa Ilan, like some sort of, so Shrafa Ilan is the sap that comes out of the tree. And Kankantom, what's Kankantom? Amar Barbachana, Amar Shmuel says, Charta de Ushkafe. So Rashi says over here, Charta de Ushkafe, he calls it also Andrament. Andrament in the Kutarashi says mas as a sam שצובעים בו מנעלים שחורים. So like a black dye of some kind that you dye your shoes with. Okay, so something permanent. So בכל דבר שעשית ובכל דבר שהוא מתקיים. So the Moshe Rabbeinu understand when we you gave us a whole list of things. So if the Mishnah used the introductory term v'chol davar shemitkayem, so what is that coming to add? What wouldn't have been included in that? So it says latuye mai. What's included in that? Latuye ad etanir abchanina kitvu b'mei tariya v'afza. Now afza, when we had that already, we had when we processed the parchment. So one of the processes was afatzin. It was translated there, I think, as like gall. Anybody, what's it? I don't know what it's called, right? It says, katvu b'mei tariya v'afza. Rashi says over here, b'mei tariya mei geshamim, right? He says, with rainwater. He says, lashon mori mei tariya. His teacher says a different explanation. He says, mei tariya, mayim sheshorim bo pri. So water that fruits have been soaked in it. Shul ke'ein afatzim, galash. Here we are, here's the galls. Galash belaz. It says galash, perush afatzim, right? So it says, tzemach ha-gadel misaviv le'etz alon. So it's some sort of berry that grows around the oak tree. Shemenu mechinim dyo li'ibud orot. That's the Gemara Yerushalmi. Masech Gittin says it over there. So all these are chemical types of processes. And we know that the afatze is also for the processing of the parchment. In all those things, that to a ma'ad Rabbi Kosher. So Rabbi Chia says like this in a bright, he says, Kitvu be'ever, I think ever yeah is lead, Daddy. I think ever, how does that ever? Ever is lead, right? Kitvu be'ever, Rashi says, Shafa oferet b'mayim u'mashchirim. They soak the oferet, okay, this in water and it becomes like blackened. He says, Kitvu be'ever b'shachor u'b'shichur kasher. So Shachor of Yer, Rashi says, is Pechamin, if you use coals. Or Beshichur, he says, Charkid Ushkefi. So where he saw Charkid Ushkefi is that Rashi explained previously that it was Arminet, right? And we said there that the Arminet I thought I'd seen that Rashi already. Rashi says, Charkid Ushkefi. Adrament. Look at the wrong thing. It's a sam shetuvim bo min alayim. It's like black shoe polish sort of stuff. So Itmar, Gemara Sakashia, Hamavir dyo agabe sikra b'shabbat. What now if you've got something written? Now we're on Shabbos. The rabbi's busy discussing halachos on Shabbos now. So we'll get to writing. So firstly, writing itself is you got to write two letters, etc. And then you got the case of mechika, of mochek. Now mochek, of erasing, is only really a problem if you mochek in order to write. Just stamachika, it's asur, but it's you patur, but not, it's asur, but it's not, you're not chayev. I'm saying you're not chayev, right? But if you do mechika in order to write, that's a doraita already. So zamari jogabe sikri. So what if you now you've got the red ink there, and it seems like this the jaw is more permanent, and you write over the red with black. So what's the story over there? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue. Well, they don't argue. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they don't agree. They both agree. Chayev shtai. You chayev two averes. What? Achad mishum kotev, achad mishum mochek. Okay, that's if it's black on red. Abat, dio agabe dio, black on black, or sikra agabe sikra, or red on red, patur. Okay, let's look at Rashi. What's going on over here? So, agabe sikra, shtei otiyot shel sikra, ve'evir aleihem dyo b'shabbat, mochek amnat lichtov shtei otiyot b'shabbat chayav. Right, in other words, if you erase all the Torah, ve'zeh mochek atachtonot sikra, ve'katav enot dyo. So here it seems that even though you aren't really scratching out the red, but by writing over the red with black, you've essentially erased the red. Correct? So you chayev for mochek and you chayev for writing because you wrote two black letters over two red letters. If you erase the red, you ought to write the black. Okay, and that same would be red over red. But no, sorry, that's the black letter. But if it was black on black, then you wouldn't really because you didn't change anything. And red on red also didn't change anything. So there you'd be patur. Right, look at the Rashi. Patur sharei hu betchila ke betchila lebachetin. Exactly like it was to begin with. Lo katav lo machak, nothing changed. So now what about sikra agabe dyo? What about the red and the black? It's a machloket. Some say you chasen you patur. Amr la chayev. Why would you be chayev if it was black, red, and black? Mocheku. Because at the end of the day, you mochek. Rashi, v'lo kotev shemitchila ya katuv ha'gun miata was fine, and now you changed it. Amr la patur some pastor. Why would be patur mekalkelu? Because really, what did you do? Amr la kemochek. Amr not shlo lichtov. So maybe there to just be basically like moch, like a stam kilku. I mean, on kilku on Shabbos you patur. Might be mutar lechatchila. For example, like you can tear a packet open on Shabbos, right? Because you know, to that purpose, it's kilku.
Similarly, if you want to put, say, yellow juice into water, you first put the water,
And then the Machlokes says you be chayv. Says not exactly kilku because you identify the writing. Okay, so that's just a bit of a sidetrack there on our black and red to understand the differences. So by me, like Rabbi Yochanan. So now once you've established over here, what happens? You write black on red. So writing black on red seems for Shabbos to be writing, correct? Because you chayv. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shach say you chayv. Why? Because it was red. You erase the red to write the black, so to speak. So now it's a kashya. Now we've seen this Gemara before. That's when four women I mentioned to you over there. I don't know where it is, but we definitely saw this Gemara before. I don't know where it was. She'enim ma'hu shiktavu lehem besikra v'yachtemu k'tav alav k'tav. Can you maybe write for them on red, and then let them go over with black? V'yachtemu k'tav elyon k'tav or elyon k'tav. Do we say that the upper writing is considered their writing? Now they're the edim or not writing? Look at Rashi. K'tav elyon k'tav inyan Shabbos. Sorry. No, I don't know why I'm getting all confused, yeah? Rashi, the ha'amart le'elch, I don't know. So he says, k'tav elyon k'tav, or elu k'tav, like we said for Shabbos. So the ha'amart le'elu k'tav, not considered k'tav. So I don't understand. V'halem datan rabbeinu, but didn't you teach us, Rabbi Yochanan, k'tav elyon k'tav inyan Shabbos? That's the Rashi over there we're speaking about, right? That when they wrote the black on top of the red, it was if they were writing. So if the black over the red was considered writing, then if I ate him filling black over red, then why isn't it considered signing? So this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Amar lei, v'chi mipnei sha'anu medamin na'aseh ma'aseh. Because we compare the black and the red, etc., and we say, then maybe on Shabbos we shouldn't do it, and now he's saying to me, therefore, yeah, they can do it. Look at Rashi over here. V'chi mipnei sha'anu medamin sha'anachnu omdim v'sforim v'omadin me'umad libeinu lahachmir. Says because on Shabbos we machmir, and we say there that it's really machmir. Maybe the guy wrote black on red. Nase mase, we're really going to say that it was a proper mase. Lahakel afilu inyan Shabbat im ba mase le'adenu bizman ben amidash lo iti somech al devarai lahavi chulin lazara. Listen. Hold on. You're right that I was machmir there on Shabbos, and I said that if he writes the bread over the black over the red, then we're going to be machmir and say he's chayev. But that's today. And therefore, maybe we're going to be machmir, but it isn't exactly considered writing. So for to use it now as a kula for an aid, because we were machmir on Shabbos, he says they aren't necessarily the same thing. And even today, if we had the Beit HaMikdash over here, and a person came, and now we would have to take him to get back and bring a korban, because he was shogeg b'Shabbos if he wrote on the black over the red, I wouldn't rush to tell him to bring a korban so quickly, because it might be chulin b'azara. So you're right that now when we're talking theoretically, I said that he's chayav twice on Shabbos. But I'm not so sure. It's a safek. We're just saying it's similar. It's not enough to be mekil now on the get. Because even if the Beit HaMikdash is around, I might not be so machmir there. Now we haven't got a Beit HaMikdash, so I'm machmir on that. But it doesn't really mean that it's proper writing. And if it's not proper writing, then we can't be mekil on the get and say that it's proper writing. Because it might just be doing nothing. Really, the red might have been good enough. And therefore, their signatures are already signed. And the Eidim are going over somebody else's news, and they themselves aren't really signing. Which is quite interesting to look at, when you don't have to really deal with real issues like Korbanot, so it's easier to be Machmir. Right? When you're dealing with real issues like Korbanot, you've got to be careful to be Machmir, because if you're Machmir when the Aloch isn't like you, then your Chumrah leads to problems. Because now the guy's Chayva Korban, and he brings the Korban, he isn't Chayva Korban, and that's Chulin Bazara. And you got big problems. Rabbi Yochanan said, well, let's not get carried away over here. You're right that I said earlier on that it would be chayev but maybe not. He wasn't convinced enough to allow the guy to be yotze with the signing based on that. So if Elim don't know how to sign, so he says the way Rashi says mekarin mesartin. We had a discussion, and that's where the Tosfot Drid said there were two possibilities. Remember, we said mesartin means like you engrave. It was just the day after the Iran Sefer story. He said like you engrave into the cloth, and then the Edim go and fill in that engraved area with black. And there was a Tosfot Drid there which said another possibility was where you made a stencil. A piece of paper, you put the stencil over the cloth, and the Edim filled in the stencil. And those are the two possibilities. And they're filling in the ink. Shmuel says, no, they use ever. So we say, ever sakadatach, vater bichia, kitvu be ever shachor, be shachor, ube shichur kasher. So what Shmuel's saying over here, okay, so Rav says that you make it like a stencil or you engrave, and Shmuel says, no. You put ever on, and they go over it with black over the ever. And there the gross, whatever ever said like that, kitvu be ever b'shachor b'shichur kasher, ever milachatchili is already a proper writing. So what do you mean? We'd be back to square one of the black and the red. Right? Look at the Rashi over there, b'shichur be'ever. The kevan dechtav gamurhu, it's a proper writing. Have a like a joa, gabe sikras, have it writing black on red. The kashina, we'd say there was asur. So what's the lo kashia? Haba avra, Haba Maya de Avra. So it depends. The one is with Ever. Look at Rashi. Shav Shef Bechatichash Ever Al Haklaf Umashchiro Eno Ketav. If you just if you take this Ever and you Meshav Shef, I don't know what you scratch it, etc. and let it fall over there. But B'Maya Sheshara Ben Shchikat Ever. But if you used water which had Ever dissolved into it. That would be the tav. That would be what's asur is that type of stuff. But just to put like a little bit of black to create a design, that would be less of a problem. Rabbi Abahu Amar b'mei milin. The Amar said that you'd use mei milin, right? To Rashi's mayim shesharabahin afatzim shchokim. He says water that you had soaked in it like these galls. He says that's what you put down and you go over that. The same question over there. But we really saw that writing with meitaria, which saw the Rashi says rainwater or water, which fruit juice, etc. Or aftza, which is that basically this afatzim is kosher. That's a proper writing. Give it back to square one. We're using proper writing here again. So look, Rashi had afitz, had the law afitz. He says it depends if the parchment itself was treated with afitz or not. Rashi says, Yahada afitza haklafim mubadim ba'afatzim. Were they treated with this gall or not? Because it would depend. If they were treated, ha'afitza haklafim mubadim ba'afatzim, roshomin alehen et ha'edim, b'mei milin delo ha've k'tav. Because then, sharei marei haklafim, ke marei haktav, enu nikar. He says, because there, if it was properly treated parchment, so then, if you use this type of water to write on, so it's not really proper writing, it won't show up properly. But if it isn't processed, so then it would show up. With the lesser the processing of the cloth, the more these types of materials that you use will show up, and that would be considered writing. It says because basically on May Midin, if you've processed it properly, then it doesn't show up. Okay, Rapapa Amar Barok. Rapapa says you use spit, which you. It's not wet your finger with your spit and you make mark it out and then the Adam can see what you do and they come along and the ori le rapapa le papa torai barok. And Rav Papa said to Papa Torah. Rashi said, what's a Torah? A safsar shel shvarim. She was like an ox trainer and etc. Obviously wasn't literate. That's so he never had a rock. That's exactly what Papa told him to do. But now the Gemara concludes on all these types of systems where we help the aid, in other words, create a facility for him to sign over our layout because he can't write. That's only good for getting. Our bestarot law, grashim mishum iguna, all because of iguna. We don't want it to be an aguna. If we don't make kulas over here and let the aidim do whatever they can, we're not going to be able to get this get signed. Dahud avar uvde bishar starot. Great story over here that there was this other guy, somebody who did it with other star, not with a get. V'nagdei Rav Kana, Rav Kana gave him Malkot. So we see that when it came to other starot, this wasn't so acceptable. Rav Kana gave him Malkot. The Gemara brings a braita over here. Tanya kavatei to Rav. Right, so the Gemara brings a braita over here. That said, I can remember Rav was the one who said that you makarin, that you make a stencil for him. And Shul was the one that said that you use all these other types of systems. Right. So there, so straightforward. When are we speaking about? But when it comes to shichur avad, even here in this case, an eved, even though we've got exactly, remember we've got a hekesh between a shichur eved and a get isha, that I thought that all of them would be exactly the same. Says Avi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that this kula only applies to a woman. But in ever other shtarot, whether it's even a shichur eved or shak or shtarot, im yod'in likrot, if they know how to read v'lachtom and to write a sign, they can sign chotmin v'im lav ein chotmin. So what's suddenly peaked in? We said this sugya before. What suddenly peaked into our brighter over here? A new subject. Up until now we've spoken about do the eidim know how to sign. Now suddenly we go ask, can they read? So the Gemara says, kariyeh ma'andach hashmeh. Who mentioned reading? You're right, it's corrupted, bright. They say you're going to read. If they can't read, then you read it to them and they sign. It's if they can't even sign. Then you do this, etc., etc., etc. And on that, I'm sure So that's it. So basically, we've got a chesher, mechesher, we fixed it all up. And now the din is as follows. If the eidim can't read, but they can sign their names. So then you read it to them and they sign. If they can't read and they can't sign, obviously you read it to them and then you fill out the signature for them and they can then go in and do it for you. Amar ben Azar, my time, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that the kula only exists for gitay nashim and not for anything else? Shlo yu banot, yishal agunot. Okay, that's our whole concern over here with this gitin. The last thing we want is aguna. Which boggles the mind why today we don't use all the elements at our disposal to go crazy and this. I've never understood it. But anyhow, obviously, be honest.
Easy, you just might ski and buy the ink.
No, I'm saying today with agunot, where people don't want to give divorces to their husbands, to their wives. No, right? We're so concerned here about aguna, right? That we're prepared to go through all the kulas of the get and change all the laws that we understood about shtarot and eidut and one to West David not, and one and only the shaliach, etc. Right? So you'd think that agunot would you break all the rules, go crazy, do whatever you can, and they don't. And I don't know. Amarava halachak Rashbag. That was loch is lak Rashbag. However, Rav Gamda mishvei derava Amar. So Rav says halachak lak Rashbag. But Rav Namda, is it Rav Gamda? I've actually written here, can't help me. Rav Gamda, hey, Rav Gamda.
Gamda.
Rav Gamda with the Gimel, right? But Rav Gamda says in the name of Rava, Amar Elalacha. So Veda commands, who's that Lucha Lak? Says Kirabana. So we've got a Rava saying on the one hand that we've got a Makor of Rava saying that Lucha Lak Rashbag. And we've got a Rav Gamda telling us, Bishmei de Rava, that it's like Rabbanan. Look at the very first lines of Rashi at the top. That all these shtarot can be done this way, not just gita nashim. So they say, what do you mean? But we got a maase. We saw in the previous amud, right, that Rav Kahana gave malkot to a guy who did this on other shtarot. What about halacha kovlak rabbana? So he says like this, tirgama akriya. So he says, no, look at Rashi. Akriya sheim yodim lachtom, afish en yodim likrot shapir dami, v'karu kamayu achinu krabanan. It says that's not as long as they could read. Udrav kahana b'sh en yodim lachtom, v'gabe chatima amran l'drav kahana lel. If they could read, and then we let them read and we write them. If they can't read, and then you still let them sign, that's what Drav kahana gave the gal marker for in the other shtarot. So in the other shtarot, right, if you've got to be able to read, maybe you can't sign. Then it would be okay. Rav Yehuda mitztayer v'kari v'chati. The question is, Rav Yehuda, what's Rav Yehuda? Rashi says, Rav Yehuda was zakenei, he was very old. Ve'enav kot, he had very difficult eyes. He battled to read. Shachich lachtom be'ed or be'dayan. If he had to read something as an ed or a dayan, mitztayer v'kriyat shtar v'korel v'chotem. He would battle, pay his whole way through it, still read, and then sign. So I'm like, Rav Yehuda, Lord Shichad, what is he? You don't have to. Taha, he says, how do we know you don't have to? Taha, Rabbi Elazar, Naskim, listen to this Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Mare Deret Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar was the Mare Deret Yisrael. He was the Gadol in Eret Yisrael. Imagine being called that today. Imagine if you had somebody, everybody agreed would be Mare Deret Yisrael. Rabbi Mashiach would come. Right? He says, what?
Gadol
Ador. Yeah, but still, universally accepted as a Gadol Ador, that the Gemara can call him Married Eretz Yisrael. Right? He says, Karu, so he says, Rabbi Elazar, Married Eretz, look at Rashi, Married Eretz Yisrael, Baki Mikol Chaverav. Everybody knew that he was the Gadol. Umasekhet did him a farish, Amai Karile Married Eretz Yisrael, Bepreg Shani. So they, we'll see exactly what it's all about. Karu Kamei Vechate, and they read in front of him. He never read it himself, and he signed. Right, Rav Nachman, Karu Kame Safrei Dayane Vachati. When it came to Rav Nachman, so there we see the Safrei Dayane, the we'll see in a moment, the Sofrim, the specific Sofrim of the court. They read it to him and he signed. But look, Rashi, Rav Nachman, Dayane Haya, Memunemi Pirashkalut, he was appointed by the Ashkaluta, the Chatane de Bein Nasiya, he was in the son-in-law of the Bein Nasiya. The scribes who worked in the courts, they were scared of him. They wouldn't lie to him. See how the Gemara says a little bit more of a chumrah here. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, and specifically in a case like him, you could rely on those sofrim because they were scared of him. About Rav Nachman, the Safra Achina. But other sofrim who weren't employed by the state didn't care so much. Or Safra Dayane, we couldn't rely on them. You can't always rely on everybody to read to you, but if you can be pretty sure that they're not going to lie to you, it's okay. And this is, in the other Gemara, it says like this, Rav, a nice mase on this, can you and how can you believe people who are reading to you? Rav Papa, remember we learned before already, that if there was a star that was prepared in the Erkaot by judges, it was the head yotot we couldn't rely on, but the judges we could rely on, in the Goyish courts. So a star in Persian that's prepared in the Erkaot of the Kutim. So Makre Lehu Lishnei Kutim. He'd get two Kutim to read it to him. But listen to this. Ze Shelo Bifnei Ze. Independently, not two at the same time. He'd bring in one guy and say, read it to me, and one guy read it to me. But in addition to that, B'Mesiach Lefi Tumor. Remember B'Mesiach Lefi Tumor? That was how we relied like on a Goyish baker or someone or a cook to taste our food. You don't say to him, I want you to please read this star to me because I'm a Dayan and I have to sign it. He says, tell me, what does it say over here? Right? He doesn't know that you're a Dayan and you're going to use it for daily purposes. And he reads it to you. And suddenly the second guy reads it to you. And after they both say the same thing to you. They don't know what you're doing. You rely on them. So he would rely on them to umagve bay afirimi mishabde. Right? And then he would use that star. And even go and claim money from encumbered assets. Look at Rashi. We saw earlier on, says Rashi, in the previous part, that you can only use these shtarot from free assets, not from encumbered assets. He says, that's benaseh behedyot. That's it. The shtar was prepared by goyim. We weren't professional dayanim. Professional dayanim, even meshabdei, you can do not a problem. Right? Amar Ashi, Amali, Ravuna Barnatan. So Rav Huna said, I heard from Rav Huna by Natan that Ameimah says, Hachi Amar Ameimah. That Ameimah says as follows, Hai Shtara Parsai, these Persian documents, the Chatimei Alei Sade Yisrael, if Jewish aid is signed on them, right? Now Rashi adds in here, the Yisrael Asa'uhu Ele Shekatvuhu Lashon Parsi. That it was a Jew who prepared them. They were Jewish documents prepared by Jews but written in Persian. Suppose like we live in England or it's in South Africa or make you the documents written in English, right? So the same idea. They're written in Persian. Magvinin bay mishabde. You can use it to go and claim from mishabde, right? So he says you have aha lo yade le mikra. They can't read. But yade. Says well, no, they can read. But yade. V'ab inam ketav shenu yachol is dayef aleka. But what I said, they have to do a writing which coming forward. In other words, the documents were prepared properly, the proper processing on the parchment. He said, but that fits in, they used it properly, they processed it. So, but again, we've got a particular din, remember in the Shtarot, the last line summarizes the whole of the Shtarot. He said, no, but how did they did it? So, he said, what's the chilush? So, the Gemara now starts postulating, what's the chilush? The whole lashon kashi written in English that we can start a start in lashon. That's not a chiddush. Tanina get you can read it. Ed yo yevanit. We learned over there. We said, right, there was a we haven't learned yet. The pay zayin says we'll get it. We've learned it. Says that a get that's written in Hebrew. And the Greeks and what's on yevanit? It was written in yevanit. And the Eidim were in Hebrew. Kasher. So what's the call me that? It's Naimi Ahi wasn't good enough. That case, which we're going to learn later on in Hebrew or Shtarot, etc., Havamina Hanimini Begitin. That would say maybe only Dafke in Gitin. Why? Because in Gitin we've always got this Chashash of Aguna, remember? Does Rashi say anything here on the Gitin? No, Gitin. Right? Aval Bashar Shtarot, but with other Shtarot, we might say lo. Kemashma, even with other Shtarot. It was the idea of that's what the Kiddush over here. That any star can be written in a foreign language, as long as it's written in the same in the style that we need to be written in the type of paper which need to be written in, the type of parchment, the can't be forged, the can't be, etc. As long as it meets all the requirements, the language isn't a function. Amar Shmuel, Natana Niyar Chalak V'Amar La. Shmuel says an amazing thing. A person gives his wife a blank piece of paper. He says, Arei Ze Gitech Megureshet. She's divorced. What's going on over here? A blank document. And Adam said, and says, I am because you're divorced. So she says, why? Chashina and Shemim B'mei Midin Katvu. We're concerned that maybe it was written with one of these May Midin. We saw opinions. That, and we see we Paskim Nak Rabbanan. And we saw these opinions over here that maybe you could write with any of these liquids which might expire. Right? May look at Rashi B'mei Midin Katvu. So he says, "B'mei midin katvu." By the way, is a Rashi there on agunot? I just found that Rashi there. Rashi is there. Shekatvu begitin mishum takanat agunot. Rashi says, "Why do we? Where I have a minute, that it might only be with gitin that we make here in other languages because of agunot." But we see kavashla no. Says Avi Rashi, "Shemah b'mei midin katvu v'nivlau and it got absorbed into the paper." V'aman leel yichtavu b'mei taria v'afza kasher. And we learned that if you write any of these things, it's kosher. Right, and the Gemara said there that you gave a blank piece of Rashi in the Yash. Stam the Yash la savibu velo klaf mu ubay rafatim. The afatim amran ein mei midin al gabe mei midin. Says so. Therefore, what do we learn from here? Says Rashi that plain when the Gemara uses the word neyar, it means an unprocessed a piece of parchment that never had the processing of the afatza. Because if it had been processed properly with gall, then the mei midin, this fruit juice that you're going to write on, wouldn't even stick there at all. So it's obviously a plain piece of paper where it might have looked like writing for a while, and it dissolved. So Gemara says, wait a second, mate, we've got a kasha v'yarei zegitech v'netalto v'zrakto l'yam. If a person gives his wife a get, and she takes it as, doesn't read it, she throws it into the sea, or into the fire, or kol davar aved, anything which causes it to go away, unless she pours paraffin over it, or unless she puts it with the mask, and the mask eats it up, whatever the case is. V'chazar v'amar. Then the husband changes his mind and says to the wife, you know what? Shtar pasimu, shtar amanahu. It's not really, it wasn't a get. What's a shtar amanah? I mean, we've seen this before. Shtar amanah, shtar pasim. So shtar pasim, look at Rashi over here. It's a shtar piusim. It's a shtar to make your friend feel good. Shomer l'chaberu, avo, maminu, abelivi, I trust you, shikhtov le tatzmo, shtar chov, k'dei shiri ashir. You give him a dog, say, yeah, I owe you $1 million. Now he can go and feel rich for a while because his friend has $1 million. Show his friends how rich he is because that guy has $1 million. But it's nothing. Or a shtar amana shekatav lilvot v'lo levai. He writes to a guy, I'm going to borrow him, actually borrow the money. Ve'eminu la lemal, and he trusts the guy who says, the document says, I owe you money. He trusts him. So you won't trust him. Elakim ken yilvet, unless he actually lends you the money. U'masar l'ashtar. So I'm a sugarness. Do all these sort of things, right? So if you write one of these shtarot, and you said in to your wife, it actually wasn't a get, doesn't matter, Megureshet. Right? It's over here, the brightest is over here, Megureshet. Velo kol hemen l'osha, but none, velo kol hemen l'osha, we don't trust the Baal to assure her that she can't go and marry anybody else. And she can get married on the basis of this. We don't trust the guy. Someone says, why? This is part of the question. Dikaktav? The reason why we say this is because we could see that there was a document with writing on it. If there wasn't any writing on it, we wouldn't say that. We'd say that she's not Megureshet. So how come over here with a plain piece of paper, it gives her a plain piece of paper, it says Megureshet, we say Megureshet. Here, even when she burnt the paper, it got lost, whatever the case, and he said that, and he changed it. The husband said there wasn't a get, right? We don't believe him. Because there was writing. If there wasn't writing, we'd believe him. So now, how come a blank document is good for a get? A blank document shouldn't be good for a get. Right? So, even Shmuel, the bat kina lebe maya denara, I palit palit o palit lav klumhu. He says, now even Shmuel had some sort of test. Now he says over here, the maya denara, she says, tseva shekorin foili. Right? Foili. And the Kutei Rashi, Eloah's Rashi explains what's foily, put tseva shel tchelet, like a type of a blue, shetzovin bo tseva begadim. So it seems like to be able to run this dye, this chemical over the paper, and if there was anything in it, it would show up. Right? Like, you know, you've got all these tests that you can do with like ultraviolet lights. You ever seen that? Like you put a document like ultraviolet and you can see if there's like something in it. So it's probably that sort of like an ancient ultraviolet type of test. I'm not sure if anyone's got a note over there. But something forged like that.
Forged banknotes.
What?
Forged banknotes. You can check also with a light.
With a light, yeah, something like that. So that's what he's saying. You do something like that. So if it comes out palit, then we say nothing. So even Shmuel didn't say if it was blank, right? Because we're going to see there was some writing. We're going to see the palit might have it. And so what? And so what that now you do this test and the letters come out? Hashtu the palit. Now it's palit. When he gave her the document, it was a blank document. But she, there was nothing there. So he said, Shmuel, nami chashinan kama. Even Shmuel wasn't so 100% convinced about this, but he was chashinan kirashi. Chashinan shemel lo nivlu yafe. Ve'im meit asher ala kohe. Right, the choletzet. So he says, yeah, even Shmuel, he wasn't exactly sure, and he went to all the chumras. So if the guy died, right, so she would, he'd say that she was divorced. He wouldn't have to marry a kohen. On the other hand, she wouldn't do yibum, do chalitza, velo mit yavemet, the safek grushahi. Okay. So Amar Avin, Amar Li, Amaymar. So once we had one Amaymar over here, Amar li Ravuna bar Nata, nachi Amar Amaymar, right, the star parsai. Go down the Amar Amaymar. This is what he said in the name of Avdimi. Hane Beitre, the Yahav Gita Kamayhu, Chiche de Mikre. If you two ate him, this is actually following what we spoke about yesterday in the shiur yesterday, right? If you two ate him and they give you a get, you've got to read the get. It's not good enough just say, okay, fine. Right? Hane Beitre, look at Rashi. Ade Masira, the two ate him are watching the get being handed over to the wife, they have to read it. So Gemara Sakashia, we saw over there, we saw already the writer before that if a woman got the gate, she took it, threw it away, destroyed it immediately, and the husband said, no, it wasn't really the gate, it was just a document, right? And we don't believe him, and we say that he's divorced. And he was saying, wait a second, if it's a din, that the Adim have to read it. So could the husband, after he gave her the gate, say it wasn't a get, but they didn't even read it. So it seems that they don't even read it because otherwise we wouldn't have said that it was the worst. Lotchicha, the batra karua, alu beyadei v'afke. So what are we speaking about? We're talking about a case that after they read it, alu beyadei, he put up his sleeve, look at Rashi, tachak nafav, under his jacket. V'afke, he took something else out. So mahu the tevot, what would we have thought? Chalufei chalfei. We might have thought, maybe he exchanged it. And therefore, now it's actually a get. Kamashla, no. Even though he did that, it's a get. I think it's a good place to stop over here.